Good evening. My name is Thulane Matalane. I greet you all in the beloved name of our Master Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want us to talk about this heading in my teaching. The wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. The wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. Let us read together from the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8a. It reads as follows. This book of law shall not depart out of your mouth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace, sincere with my intentions. Also, I ask the Holy Spirit as my helper to give me wisdom in carrying out this teaching, not with my own wits or understanding, but leaning on the protection and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in delivering this teaching. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Brethren, here we've just read a scripture from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8a. Here, this scripture emphasizes one thing, that this book of law, which is the Bible, should not depart out of your mouth. Which means, in every situation, you need to think scriptures. You need to speak scriptures. Any situation that you face. So here the Lord was actually instructing or commanding Joshua as he was about to take the leadership baton from Moses after his demise. Now I want us to look at the two classic example of the wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. Let's read together from the book of Luke, chapter 4. Verse 4. In fact, let's start from verse 3. Yes, verse 3. It made sense. It makes sense. It was then the devil said to him, "If you are really the Son of God, command this stone to turn into a loaf of bread for you." Verse 4. Jesus replied, "I will not, for it is written." Now, here Christ was now using the wisdom of scriptures to reply to his adversary, to his enemy, to his accuser. So it says, I will not, for it is written in the scriptures. And here, Jesus Christ was quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. I will not, for it is written in the scriptures, life does not only come from eating bread, but from God. Life flows from every revelation from his mouth. The accuser continues. He doesn't give up. The devil lifted Jesus high into the sky and in a flash showed him all the kingdoms and the regions of the world. The devil then said to Jesus, all of this with all its power and authority and splendor is mine to give to whomever I wish. Just do one thing, you'll have it all. Simply bow down to worship me. It will be yours. You'll possess everything. Now, here is another reply from Jesus Christ. On verse 8, Jesus rebuked him and said, Satan, get behind me. He repeats another scripture, or he's expressing the wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. For it is written in the scriptures, only one is worthy, only one is worthy of your adoration. You'll worship before the Lord your God and love him supremely. Now, here Christ quoted another scripture, that is Deuteronomy 6, verse 13. And it is also found in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. This is an example. This is a classic example from our Lord, taking a cue from what God instructed Joshua to do after the demise of Moses, that this book of law shall not depart from your mouth. God now was foreseeing wars that his believers, his trusted ones, are going to face in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. You find yourself in a situation wherein your faith and your trust in God is shaken. Your foundation in God is shaken. Now, the wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare becomes so effective that you utilize what God has given you, because he said, don't let this book of law depart from your mouth. It means if the book of law is within you, you read scriptures up until they become part of your psychosis, then that means in every situation that you face, easy or hard, easy or difficult, you won't respond from your own carnal understanding, but you'll dig deep into the revelation knowledge of scriptures that God has provided in the living book, which is the Bible. Let's look at another example of the wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. Let's go to Book of Acts, chapter 2, and then we read from verse 16. It says, this is the fulfillment of what was prophesied through the prophet Joel, for God says. Now, here Peter was quoting the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 to 32. Let me just give you a background of what was happening when Peter quoted this scripture. It was at the day of the Pentecost, after the apostles had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Now, the non-believing Jews started mocking Peter and other apostles to say they were drunk on a new wine. So, it seems like an innocent statement at face value. But when you go deeper, that was a spiritual guerrilla warfare that wanted to undermine the presence of the promise that our Lord Jesus Christ made before he departed from this world, when he said, I will not leave you alone, but I'll leave you with the counselor, the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. Now they were making mockery of that promise. Now Peter exercised the wisdom of using scriptures in a spiritual guerrilla warfare. And indeed, those people, because they were defeated by the usage of the scriptures, they ultimately accepted Jesus and they repented from their sins and they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they were given the power of the Holy Spirit as a gift that was promised to everyone who profess and confess Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So, this is what I wanted to share with each and every one of us, that when you use the scriptures in the midst of any confusion, in the midst of every frustration, you'll come out victorious. Because the word of God is living and is active at all material times. My name is Thulani. Thank you for listening. Like our podcast, share it, and follow us. I'm out of here. Until next time, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I love you all. Take care.